Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge and very happy to be joined in the studio today by Kathy Millar.
Nice to be here with you, Ed.
It is very nice to have you here. All right. Now, the song you're hearing right now, yes, Laura Branigan from sometime back in the 80s, Self-Control. There are secrets to maintaining self-control, so it begs the question, Kathy, how are you at maintaining your own self-control?
Depends on the situation, Ed.
Okay.
You know, some situations, fine. Springsteen concert, no, I have absolutely no self-control.
Really?
Standing on the seat screaming.
Wow. So you're a Springsteen maniac. I didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Really?
Yes. Quick story. I met him one time and turned into Ralph Cramden.
What happened?
Nothing would come out of my mouth. Can you believe it? The most talkative person you probably met in the past 20 years.
You are extremely
nothing
talkative.
Nothing came out of my mouth.
Well, that's to be understood. There he is.
I was mortified.
You're a Springsteen maniac, and there he is in the flesh, and you don't know what to say. You know, yeah, you sure. Wow. And it's a moment you'll remember for the rest of your life.
I just hope he never remembers it. Probably not. He's met a bazillion people.
Let's go to line one. Here's Bruce Springsteen. No. But that would have been funny, would it not, folks? Anyway. So, all right. Secrets of self-control. Maintaining your cool. Maintaining the copacetic way of living. This came from CheatSheet.com. So, self-control secret number one, meditate. Meditation actually trains your brain to become a self-control machine, really. Even simple techniques like mindfulness, which involves taking as little as 5 minutes a day to focus on nothing more than your breathing and your senses, improves your self-awareness and your brain's ability to resist destructive impulses. Buddhist monks appear calm and in control for a reason. Are you able to meditate?
No.
Why?
I have tried it so many times.
Aww.
I took a yoga class. My mind goes somewhere else when it's quiet.
Okay. So you can't shut down, so to speak.
No.
You can't feel
the zen. If
it's
too quiet, I can't sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a white noise machine? I have to have noise. Either a fan or the air conditioner in the winter. I have like one of those clean air machines. I cannot sleep in silence.
TV is on in the background.
Really?
Yeah. Very low, just so that I kind of have to focus on it.
Yeah.
And usually if it's a Law and Order rerun that I've seen like a bazillion times, I can kind of picture what's going on in my mind and put myself in it.
Wow. So if I were to show you a picture of Christopher Maloney right now, you'd fall asleep because that is like your trigger.
Oh, no.
All right. Mariska Hargitay. We'll go in that direction. A picture of iced tea will put you to sleep right now.
It's more like the plot line. And it's not that it's a plot that puts me to sleep. It's that I've seen it and I kind of, I think of them as friends, you know.
Wow.
I'm very comfortable with these people.
See, now, this would be interesting. If it was one of the episodes that I'm in, and then there are a few, I think I had a dream of you last night. No, it's just your regular sleep pattern.
That's how I thought I'd known you from before.
I show up in a couple of those. But anyway, all right, so you cannot meditate, but I would imagine for those that can, meditation, the whole, you know,
it takes practice.
Oh, sure, you can't just start doing it. It has to be properly taught and instructed. And
if I had a proper instructor who was patient with me, I think I could probably do it.
See?
But trying to do it on my own?
No. See, like so many other things in life, you cannot teach these things to yourself. It's not a do-it-yourself project. You need a Zen master.
Someone says, calm down.
Right.
Does that ever work?
No. All that does is infuriate me. You want me to calm down? I can't calm down. That's exactly. You cannot tell someone else to shut their emotions off.
You mean I'm uptight? Really?
Yes.
Seriously?
See?
You're telling me to calm down?
See what you get when you tell it to calm down? The next one, self-control secret number two, eat. Oh, this is not good. File this one in the counterintuitive category, especially if you're having trouble controlling your eating. Your brain burns heavily into your stores of glucose when attempting to exert self-control. If your blood sugar is low, you are far more likely to succumb to destructive impulses. Sugary foods spike your sugar levels quickly and leave you drained and vulnerable shortly thereafter. Eating something that provides a slow burn for your body, such as whole grain rice or meat, will give you a longer window of self-control. So if you're having trouble keeping yourself out of the company candy bin when you're hungry, make sure you eat something else if you want to have a fighting chance. Wait a minute. That's true, because if you eat, you're going to have a much bigger problem than just maintaining your self-control.
Absolutely.
You're going to be headed to Weight Watchers in 2 weeks.
Lead to other things as
well. Yes, yes. Type 2 diabetes, all kinds of fun things like that are never good.
So it's not eating, it's eating the correct thing.
Yes. So if I sit there and just eat hummus, if I just overindulge in hummus, that's okay because I'm really not causing myself any
problems.
Unless
you're going on a job interview because it has garlic in it, right?
Oh, it does? Oh, yes. That's right. Stay away from the hummus within 3 days of the job interview. Again, these are secrets of self-control. See, this is why she's so good. She's able to kind of just pick through these things and get right to the point, and we see exactly what the deal is. Self-control secret number three, exercise. Getting your body moving for a little is 10 minutes a day releases GABA, a neurotransmitter that makes your brain feel soothed and keep you in control of your impulses. If you're having trouble resisting the impulse to walk over to the office next door to let somebody have it, just keep on walking. You should have the impulse under control by the time you get back. You know what? I've done this before. I've been really annoyed, work situations, personal situations. I'm going for a walk. And you go for a nice 20-minute walk. The adrenaline starts flowing. Things start to calm you down.
It clears your head a lot.
It clears your head. Yes. And if you have a wonderful walk, you'll get back and not even remember why you were mad in the first place.
And you also got the exercise in there as well for the
days. Yeah, see?
I go for a walk every morning. That doesn't mean I'm angry every morning.
No. And walking is good. Oh, well, you have to run. No, you don't have to run. I think walking is just as beneficial to you rather than running. You're not going to rip your knees apart. Some people just aren't designed to run.
Do it. Because there are people who wish they could.
Yes. That's a very, very good point. And if, you know, you're sitting there with a broken foot, middle of February, and there's 22 inches of snow outside, well, it's not a big deal. Middle of May, middle of July, when you want to be outside with everybody else, that can be a bit of a hassle. Next one, self-control secret number four, sleep. When you're tired, your brain cell's ability to absorb glucose is highly diminished. As they talked about in Secret 2, your brain's ability to control impulses is nil without glucose. What's worse, without enough sleep, you're more likely to crave sugary snacks to compensate for low glucose levels. So if you're trying to exert self-control over your eating, getting a good night's sleep every night is one of the best moves you can make. Now, it's the whole idea of being able to sleep, being able to turn yourself off so you can sleep. And that's not the easiest thing.
No, it isn't. And the other thing is, when you're very tired, sometimes you overcompensate. I'll just have a handful of crackers. That'll keep you awake for another hour while finish whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that's not a good thing either.
Right.
Sleep when you're tired.
And we talk about our industry, radio, people that work like in the early morning hours or the overnight hours. They have to sleep at some very strange times that are not the most conducive to the old circadian rhythm type of thing. So when you are tired, it is important to sleep. Now, you can't sleep at work unless you have certain types of jobs, but still in all, you know, it's very difficult. But the idea is to, more than anything else, listen to your body and give your body what it needs. And if it's sleep, it's sleep.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, all right. So now we know we both want to take a nap pretty soon. We roll on with this. Again, these are secrets of self-control. How about this one? Ride the wave. Desire has a strong tendency to ebb and flow like the tide. When the impulse you need to control is strong, waiting out this wave of desire is usually enough to keep yourself in control. The rule of thumb is to wait at least 10 minutes before succumbing to temptation. You'll often find the great wave of desire is now a little more than a ripple that you have the power to step right over. Instant gratification isn't always necessary. I think that's important to remember, too.
How many times have you opened the refrigerator door and stood there and said, what do I want in here? I actually one time was on a diet and I put a note in the refrigerator. It's not in here. Whatever you're looking for is not in
really?
Here.
Really? Note to self. Somebody actually really did that. Note to self.
I hung it in the refrigerator and it worked.
Amazing.
It's not in here because we gravitate toward things that are familiar when we have, even if we don't know what we're looking for.
Right.
How many of us walk over and open the refrigerator door or a cabinet where we know that there's cereal or snacks or whatever?
Yes. Very good point. Little notes. Wow. I like this.
It's not in here.
Now we know what's in her kitchen. Next time you think of Kathy Millar's kitchen, think of the little notes. It's not in here. Don't look in here. Stay out. Yes, I like this. This is very good.
Or best yet, don't pick it up when you go to the supermarket if it's something you know you're going to crave later.
That's a hell of a note.
Because
wow.
Because then you have to drive to the supermarket.
Yes.
And by the time you get there 10, 15, 20 minutes later, you don't want it anymore.
You don't want it anymore. And here's a good one. Never go shopping hungry.
Absolutely.
Because if you go shopping hungry, you're like a 9-year-old. I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. You end up spending way too much money, and then you're going to come home and indulge in a lot of stuff you shouldn't be eating in the first place.
Or you look at it all on the counter and say, what did I buy this for?
Right. Yeah. It's like, can I bring this back? And returning food at the supermarket will get you funny looks from those at the courtesy counter. It's not, you know, it's not Target. You can't bring the shirt back if it doesn't fit. So that's very important. And the last one, forgive yourself. A vicious cycle of failing to control oneself, followed by feeling intense self-hatred and disgust is common in attempts at self-control. These emotions typically lead to overindulging in the offending behavior. When you slip up, it's critical that you do forgive yourself and move on. Don't ignore how the mistake makes you feel. Just don't wallow in it. Shift your attention to what you're going to do to improve yourself in the future. Sometimes it's hard not to look back, especially if that behavior caused you trouble that you're still dealing with in the present.
If it's, say, something like overeating, well, I'll only have a cookie. Oh, that was so good. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting watching television or whatever, and all of a sudden you look down and half the box of cookies is gone. Sometimes we do things, such as eating, that we don't realize we're even doing until we look down and whatever it is half gone. Snacking?
Yeah. Especially you sit down in front of a TV. Let's say for you, you like Law and Order. All right, we got hey, it's a marathon going on right now. It's the Jerry Orbach years, and we're, well, you know, and I'm sitting here all day. I think I'll have a cookie, and that one cookie becomes 37 cookies, and yes, that becomes a big, big problem. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki, along with Kathy Millar, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.